my concern is whether this campaign, and this is where I get back to tactics, has allowed Corey to be Corey, and whether they've had him out there enough, or whether it's been kind of a play not to lose strategy. That's my concern, because I think Corey's magnificent. I know even on this show, which is about the friendliest audience you could ever hope for, we have had on a regular basis trouble booking Corey Gardner for the last 3 or 4 months. And I've been on air 21 years, and I never had trouble booking Corey before. So all I'm saying is, he is a star. Let him shine. Don't overmanage him. Don't play not to lose, and go out and win the damn campaign.
Fair point. Fair point. I think there's been a measure among Corey's people and among Republican consultants and operatives nationally that they have such a headwind or such a tailwind, excuse me, at their back, that there is a measure of playing not to lose. And the question is, how big is that tailwind going to be? If it's a good wind, that might not be enough. You're going to need, I'm switching from wind to wave, but you're going to almost need a tsunami in my mind, which might be out there, Dan, but you're going to need a tsunami to probably tip a state like Colorado, which has become this blue state. I mean, Republicans are on this pronounced losing streak here. It's been since 2002 since a Republican won either a Senate race or a governor's race, and they're going to need major help.
Well, Eric, as always, your analysis is very balanced and on target. Appreciate your time today, and I hope we can stay in touch as this thing rolls out.